The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
What's going on across the land? It ain't nothing. I ain't. What's going on, y'all? It's a lot.
Hey, man, what you was trying to start?
Remember the Run DMC song?
Okay, but I'm saying, you going to finish it? That's what I'm saying?
We don't own the rights to that song.
Okay, so,
you
that's right. Ooh,
you
yeah.
You only do about a couple seconds of the song before they start, them lawyers start hitting you with those cease and desist letters. I just got in this seat. I ain't trying to lose it. That's a live look of the Tostito Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center. Today's temperature is a high of 85 right
yes.
now. It was 83 degrees. He is Nate Newton. That is Kurt
yes,
Daniels.
Sir.
I am Jesse Holley. Together we are Hanging with the Boys.
We are the what?
The Hanging with
the
Boys. Come on.
Braille?
No. Come on. Get it right. We are the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. What's up, Nate? How you doing today, man?
Man, we are the Braille of this thing, baby. We are rough and ready, but the ridges are lifted, baby. Yes.
Kurt, how you doing
That's
today,
That's another
man?
Way to put it. Sure.
Yeah.
Good. I'm good. Happy good. To be here with you guys.
Good. I'm happy, too. This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets
its wings.
Yes.
What's that you got on,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, man. You like our shirts right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, man.
Hanging with the Boys shirts
We better
right
make
here.
Sure. But you ain't waiting to see if we can wear them.
Nah, well, it is what it is. We got them. I mean, it's our show.
Yeah.
I got to give a huge shout out to one of our biggest listeners, DJ Pop.
DJ
Emilio. I call him M.
M.
I appreciate you, man, for getting these shirts to us. His daughter, who I'm sorry, tweet me her name. I forgot her name. She has a t-shirt company. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. She fine too. Y'all.
Nah.
That ain't for me anymore.
But no, she's married. She's actually married to a San Diego Los Angeles Chargers player. So let me not get my head knocked off.
Hey, tell your daughter, but no, you don't tell her. Please don't tell her. But I need for him to with that hanging, I want some symbols. Call me later. We'll talk about them symbols I want to put on the back. Yeah, I want to put some real hanging, like on the back of a Ford truck. You know, they.
Oh, the thing that hangs?
Yeah.
Right.
You're trying to take our own shirts into the gutter now.
Right around the dude. She wanted to hang right around the dude. But Emilio.
Emilio.
We appreciate
M.
you.
Yes, thank
sir.
You.
Thank you.
With the boys' shirts,
man. I'm
going to
buy a couple more from you.
I'm so excited today. Y'all excited,
I might have to go ahead and put this order in and start selling these, hawking these on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
I sell them with my signature on it. Let me say this, man. I'm excited today. Yeah, my signature. I sell them with my signature. Signature. Yeah. Yes, I can pronounce that because it's money.
It's money involved. Yeah. I know.
I'm excited today. You're excited. I'm excited.
Why are you excited, Nate?
I'm just excited.
No. Why are you excited?
I'm excited because you know you guys.
Don't give
are
false
here.
Hope to people.
No, because you guys are here. We have we have another day of just breathing on this earth, man.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I checked and everything, and I checked the monitors and police monitors. Everybody's doing good in the world. There's no real upheaval going, and I know Zeke is feeling good and he's healthy, and I just want to.
Yeah, because he didn't run much last week.
He ran a lot, and he kept his team stable and balanced. I just want to get that out, man.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesse.
Kurt, you want to add anything on top of what Nate's so happy about today?
No, I'm just. Zeke, yeah.
I'm
Listen, man, we're going to get into kind of finishing up the Cowboys' win over the Washington Commanders. There is something though that is I want to get off my chest. I know.
All right, I do.
Because, and I said I wasn't going to get into this, but it's this thing that keeps circulating. And I blame Jerry. I blame Jerry Jones because he is the Geppetto behind this. He is the one who gaslit this thing to be a conversation.
Right.
There is absolutely nothing, and I do mean nothing. Let me say it one more time. Nothing that Cooper Rush can do to maintain the starting position at quarterback. Not only is he not better than Dak Prescott, just flat out.
Yeah,
he's not a better player than him.
Right.
If you look at what he's done this season, and let me say this, there is this misnomer that when people say he is a bus driver or a game manager, that's a bad thing. You know, every morning when I'm taking the dog for a walk, I see these kids waiting on the corner in my complex, in my community, for the bus, right? They're waiting, and these parents send these kids out to wait for this bus every single morning with no intrepidation, with no worry and no judgment that they're going to get on that bus and make it to school, right?
That bus driver.
And every single morning, day in, day out, that bus comes same time, same place, picks up these kids and gets them to their destination with no harm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
There is nothing wrong with that, okay? So when we say that Cooper Rush is a game manager or a bus driver, that makes it seem like he is less than what it is. Let's not forget, people, this was a guy who 31 other teams passed on when he was a free agent.
Yeah.
This is a team when we released him and he was back out there in the world, nobody else touched him. And what he is doing right now in the absence of Dak Prescott through injury, if you look at, I'm looking at you too.
I'm looking at you too.
I'm looking at you too. If you look at what he's done, he only has a little bit above 600 yards in his three and a half games he's played this year. You know what that puts him at in the National Football League?
Where?
Dead last. It puts him dead last. Yeah. It puts him, and if he continue on this pace, he'd stay at dead last. And that's what Davis Mills, that's what Jacoby Brissett's out there, that's what Baker Mayfield being out there. I mean, there's a host of bad quarterbacks that are out there, and he has not thrown the ball less than. He's yet to have a 250-yard passing game in the National Football League. That's just not sustainable. Yeah. But what he's done is exactly what you need him to do, to be steady Eddie. To be a bus driver, to hold the line. No. To hold the line until Dak Prescott gets back. That is what you need him to do. And there's nothing wrong with being a bus driver. But make no mistake about it, there is nothing that he does, nothing that he does that is better than what Dak Prescott does. And I'm not saying Dak Prescott is elite. And then on top of that, you know this, Nate. You know this, Kurt. And if y'all are being truthful to yourselves, you know this too. There is 40 other million reasons why he will not remain. And I don't care if he beats the Rams. I don't care if he beats the Eagles. There's 40 million other reasons why he will not be the starting quarterback when Dak is 100% healthy. So please do me a favor. And I don't care about the hot hand and all this kind of – that ain't how this works. Y'all been begging for Tony Pollard to get the run and get the snaps and all that kind of stuff. You know why Tony Pollard don't get the snaps? Because they're giving the guy number 21 $15 million. And that matters in this business. So no matter what Cooper Rush does in the next two games, hell, in the next 100 games that he plays, there are 40 million reasons why Dak Prescott, outside of the talent discrepancy alone, will be the starting quarterback when he's 100% healthy. Now that I got that out the way.
Man, you feel all right? Feel good? I hope you get that off your chest?
You know, out of all of that, he neglected the wins.
Winning is fun. That's cool. Again, he's done what you've asked him to do.
That's the only thing that counts.
He's done what you've asked him to do.
But that is the only thing.
I'm gonna give you two other segments to talk.
Yeah, okay, all right. And I'm gonna talk the whole
segment.
That's
fine with me. That's fine.
I'm gonna talk the whole segment.
The one thing that Cooper Rush has done for himself, Cooper Rush has done this for himself.
He won't hit no more waiver wise.
And he has gotten himself a check.
Right.
There are a lot of guys in the National Football League who stick around, and one who I call the GOAT, he is the GOAT of all backup GOATs, Chase Daniels.
Yes, he is. South Lake Fine.
Has made over $40 million in his career and has played less than 15 NFL starts. Yeah. So what Cooper Rush has now done, son, you don't have to worry about waiver wires anymore. And if you do, you don't have to worry about being on there very long. And someone's going to continue to pay you $3-5 million for the rest of your career because of what you've done in these first couple of weeks. Congratulations. This is what you wanted. You may not never see $40 million a year. Not many guys do. There's only 32 jobs in the National Football League. Yep. But what you've done now for you and your family is you've secured the bag as being a backup quarterback in this league for the next 10 to 12 years. Yep. Nate,
okay.
You have the floor.
Okay.
Now say something of importance, please.
It is. The only thing that counts in this league is winning.
Yep.
That's the only thing.
But go ahead.
Yes, it is.
Money matters in this league.
And winning gets you more of it. If you're the right marketing guru, which we have the number one, almost the number one in the world, it means everything. And winning keeps your stands full, and winning keeps hope more than anything. We got a guy in Denver who gave hope, who have not shown hope. We got a guy with the Rams who just won a Super Bowl and not showing hope. Watch how quick them stands begin to empty if this thing keep on. Winning is the whole thing. And I agree with everything you said. I wasn't going to disagree. I just wanted to cut you off and let you take a deep breath. Now you can go back again.
No, and I agree with you. Go ahead, Kurt.
Okay, so what's the, I guess, tipping point to bring to, like, is it 80% of Dak? Is that when you bring him back and compared to 100% of Rush? I mean, at what point?
No, you need 100% of Dak. You don't need no 80% because it's a thumb.
Right.
If it was a ham, probably, Jess.
Yeah.
You know, 80%. But, man, this is a thumb. Because if you re-injure this again, it ain't no coming back this year. Not with strength.
Right. So Jerry talked about he's not – can't grip it yet, but we'll see how the week goes. He kind of left the door a little bit open, but there's no chance, right?
There's no chance. Yeah. I think he has a doctor's appointment today for a checkup, but we saw his hand on Sunday. It was still a lot of swelling in that hand.
And they beat that to death. Oh, we got to get this swelling down. Oh, we got to get this swelling down. Even Dak agrees. He got to get the swelling down. Brother, them $40 million you talked about reasons, that's why they ain't going to let this kid go out there. Yeah.
So it's Dak doesn't come back until Dak is 100%.
Yes.
And the winning has helped that. That is the part that has helped
them.
They
got a little breathing room.
They have some, like, they've found themselves, because even if they go, if Cooper Rush has to play the next two games, right, and they go 0-2 the next two games, they still find themselves at 500.
500 with two winnable games
ahead. With two winnable games against the Lions and then the bye, right? And then now that's more than enough time where Dak should be 100%. And now you're saying, all right, Dak, I've given you back the keys to this car with a 500 record.
Yeah.
Go do what you got to do in the remainder of these 11 games left.
Yeah, that's what I'm encouraged about is it's not house money, but they're ahead of the game, right?
Yes.
I think if we went into the bye 4-4 knowing Dak wasn't going to be around, people would be thrilled with that.
Yep. And the hope is still there. The stands will still be filled, and all is ahead of you. But please, 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 stop with the notion that Cooper Rush can do anything on that football field. I don't care if he sets himself on fire and doesn't get third-degree burns and plays four quarters. Number four is healthy.
Why does Dak get such negative? You know, first it was Romo. Why did take over Romo? I mean, is it because Romo is so beloved there's still backlash because he took the position from him? Or is that just the nature of being a quarterback in Dallas? I mean, I'm sure Danny White probably went through the same things.
Nate?
Don Meredith definitely did.
I don't know, man. I mean, just depends on who this guy is and what was behind you, what was before you. I'm so wrapped up in just one thing, that's winning. And I don't get caught up in it, you know. I was one of the guys like, man, you know, when Tony get back, you know, because they had built it for Tony. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden this kid just kept winning. So it was the hot hand. But the money was different. Even though people don't believe it, the money was much different. The commitment at that time, I don't think everybody was sold in that locker room. After about three games, everybody had kind of jumped ship.
Yeah,
went with Dak. I'm serious.
You're right.
So nobody's jumping ship.
And you got to remember also, Tony was at the tail end of his career.
Yes.
Right.
He had made all the serious money already. And that locker room at the time was the youngest locker room in the National Football League. So Tony had found himself in a very isolated place.
Right.
This was a guy who was 37, 38 years old with Zeke. Yeah. With all those other guys and Dak and all the other young guys, Terrence Williams, all those guys were hanging together. They had the club. And here's Romo over here, married, two kids. All he want to do is golf. Yeah, he in the bed by 9:30. Those jokers is his hit. They at 9:30, they still pre-gaming. They ain't even dressed yet for the club. Now at the club, 12:30.
Oh man.
So it was a situation where Tony had already made a bunch of money. He was at the tail end of his career. This was like the second or third back injury he already had had. And it was like, oh, okay. And where they were going, they would say, like, listen, the future looks super bright with this kid. Let's go ahead with him. That's the part of when this Hooper Rush thing is Dak is still technically in his prime. But all right, let's go to break. Let's go to break. All right, on the other half of this break, I'll catch my breath.
Yeah, let Kirk say something.
I will. I'll catch my breath.
Beat a dead horse.
Well, we need computers too. When do we get computers?
I'm gonna.
When do we get Zeke?
We're never getting to Zeke today. Zeke will not be a topic today. I love Zeke. I love the Elliott family. He won't be a topic today. I'll take a break.
Why you love all these people and don't want them on?
Save what you got to say, Kurt. We'll get to computer in the second segment of this show.
Wow.
Please stay with us as me and Nate tussle in this break just because. All right, take it with the boys. Come right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls, with Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Okay, I've caught my breath. Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys as we continue
get
to
get you some oxygen.
Yeah, here, man. As we continue to break down the Cowboys in every aspect, backup quarterback, starting quarterback, Micah Parsons. We're gonna talk about everything Cowboys related except Zeke.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, you got a shot. Yeah. Looks like Giselle's going on the market again.
Oh.
Who is it, Giselle?
Giselle Bundchen.
Who is that?
Tom Brady's wife, ex-wife, soon to be, I guess.
They got divorce attorneys.
Yeah. You're saying there's a chance.
Nah, I can't afford her. I can barely keep the lights
she
on
got
her
own money.
Yeah, you can't.
She
you
got
can't.
Her own money.
The only reason they not, because Tom ain't listening to her. If you listen to her, you could be her man.
You know what? I am... I was thinking about this, and I almost tweeted and I deleted it. I want to be a house husband.
Yeah, you know.
Nah, this working thing for the birds.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have enough. I can swallow all the pride that I have. Mm-hmm. I'll make breakfast every morning.
Clean the house.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get a workout in. I can wash clothes really well. Like,
yeah, I never understood that thing about, oh, I got to make more than my wife.
No,
you know, no, hey,
no, I don't.
You
I
go
don't.
Out there, you want to make some of that money, go right ahead.
Let me tell you something right now. If you want to make more money than me, I welcome it. You, the
house guarantee you a lifetime of love, huh?
And then when you get home, I'm going to sling that thing.
Do I really have to go there?
I knew that would come.
I'm telling you right now.
But I said a lifetime of love. I knew he was
I'm telling you that right now because I ain't going to be tired.
Yeah.
When you get home.
She may be.
I'm the lady. Lay there.
Stop, dude. Let's go, man.
Let's go, man. I'm at the end of the show.
Yeah, right? Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Just lay there. Daddy got it. What'd you say? What'd you call yourself? Big Daddy? Big Daddy got
it. Hey, I found out what the young girls call it, the new
girls. What they call it?
Daddy, but with a Z.
Zaddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zaddy.
Zaddy.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
I'll be Zaddy.
Yeah.
I'll be Zaddy.
I hear you, man.
Absolutely, I'll be Zaddy.
I had to keep searching, but I'm like, when? Because I was so, Lee, this, I'm that old.
You get bored, Jesse.
I promise you. Try me. And there's anybody out there that want to try this theory that I would get bored.
But now, you don't need no bro. You don't want no woman to have to go to work.
I want a little allowance, too, now. I want a little allowance.
I want a little allowance.
I want a little weekly allowance now. Don't have Zaddy out here. You don't have Zaddy out here. His pockets empty now. Right. Put a little bit on
just
my cash.
Enough to get the groceries.
Put enough on my Cash App. Put a little bit on my Venmo or something like that. Just so Zaddy can go out there. You know what I'm saying? Have a Zaddy moment.
Right.
Throughout the day. Zaddy need his time every now and again.
Get his nails done.
Get my nails. Yeah, I want to be looking good for you.
Right.
For you.
Yeah.
Make Daddy look good. Make Zaddy look good.
Yeah.
Call the hotline.
Call the hotline. 888-855-2297. If somebody,
ladies only. Yeah.
Ladies only. Lady. Let me be very clear. Ladies only.
Yeah.
Born ladies only. There's not that I identify. But anyway. One thing, as I was watching the Washington game, something that stood out to me, and Kurt, you put it in the notes, was Micah Parsons at times looked human.
Mm, yeah.
And if you go back to the prior game against the New York Giants, he had left that game kind of limping a little bit. Now he came back in, but do you think, Curtin, we'll start with you, do you think that it's beginning to take, and I heard Brian Broaddus say this earlier, shout out to Brian Broaddus, he talked about when you are rushing from that edge position, you're now dealing with, you're dealing with 300-pounders, right? And then, two, you're dealing with guys cutting at your knees, cutting at your legs, chip blocks, double blocks, three, you know, all those, like, three blockers at a time. I know it's still early. And I know that a 70% Micah is better than 100%. Yeah. That's elite. Elite gives you that.
Yes, yes.
But I started to watch him, and I'm saying, like, is he wearing down already? And how should Dan Quinn handle that, I guess, his pitch count?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a concern for him, the wear and tear aspect of it. I mean, like you said, he's rushing the pass. You know, he's rushing every time, which is all-out sprint.
Yep.
And he's facing these 300-pound behemoths that are trying to crush him, not to mention all the chips and everything. So he's definitely taking more power. And they're, like they did this last game, they're running at him. That's one way to defeat him is run right at him. And so I don't know how you manage that pitch count. I mean, would him playing more linebacker just solve some of that?
He's playing 88% of the snaps, Nate. So, like, he's not coming off the field very much. Yeah. Nate, to your point, like you're giving Kurt the thumbs up.
That's it.
Do you agree
that is why, linebacker? That is why I try to tell all you listeners, especially the people that knows football, understand what I'm saying. The ones that just deal in sack and fantasy league sacks and stuff, don't. It's best for him to come from a linebacker position, and they don't know where he's coming from, because when he lines up at either defensive ends, he's subject to a lot of games. You got to understand, we saw him against the Giants just flat out run over a guard. Remember that play?
Mm-hmm.
That hurt him too.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
He delivered it, but that hurts too. And so I'm telling people, he's coming off of a sickness, an illness that we don't know anything about. We don't know how much that drained him, how much that took out. Now he's going on his super elite reserves, which is greater than most. But the human part will come. So you don't have to pitch count him. Just move him back to his linebacker position. Let him run there a little bit. Let him see what, you know, let him have some free runs downhill, you know, because we got guys that can play defensive end, you know. So let that happen a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, they're even lining him up inside in the defensive interior.
They are trying to be that physical team that we talked about last year. They are trying to be that defensively. So because when you take him off the field, we become average.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to say, you know what? Let's give him some linebacker play. Because when you take him off the field, now our big two guys. I don't think you can just run slap on us. But me and Broder's talking, he was leaving. You know, I listened to his show, but we talked about all what Jesse has just spoken of, and then our defensive ends, including Michael Parsons. Everybody's so gung-ho to hit those who hit that pass rush, so they ain't making them in solid. So yeah, they're gonna run at you, and then that's different. Now Michael Parsons is taking something he never had to take. He's taking some shots, mm-hmm. because when they run at you, them 300-pounders don't care that you, Michael Parsons. They just asking for you to stand still.
Yeah,
you know. So that's how it is.
There's times when you see that Dan Quinn, he has that, they call it the amoeba, where everyone is standing up. And so he'll go four. He'll go Tank, Dorrance, Fowler, and Micah as the four down linemen. That's sub-300-pound four guys who all play defensive end.
Yes.
Now, they're trying to create some confusion, and at times it's worked. You saw last week when they had that one time, and the interior center guard, missed their communication, and I think it was Leighton Vander Esch came scot-free.
Yeah, no.
Anthony Barr. Who was it?
Gallimore came, because they messed up. The center guard messed up, and he came free. So coach is scheming it up, but like all good things, they know the sugar is Michael Parsons. You take the sugar out of the Kool-Aid, and everybody be like, oh, man, I'm going to drink water. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that is what me and a few others argued about. You put him at either end, and you ease the job of the offensive coordinators. You put him at that backer, especially that Mike backer, and just let him have the ability to move and dictate, you know, because he covered a nice receiver.
Yeah,
I think it was Terry McLaurin. He covered him one time in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he can do multiple things. Now, but you don't want that to happen every. You know, you don't want that to happen every down. But
what's it like? Would it 50-50 or 75% defensive end? You know, what is there a good?
I just think about just. Start him there. Just see how it go. But this is me talking. Being in those meetings and sacrificing him, you know, at a linebacker, they may look at it that way. I don't. I think it saves him, you know, especially if you can go first and second down in run packages.
So, but I think it's also been so enticing, almost inviting, because of the offensive linemen that you've played these last couple of games. And then you watch the game last night, and you're like, I need to sick Michael Parsons on these linemen too, right? So it's like the opponents that they've faced these, you know, first four games of the season. It's been
it's been way too enticing.
Like, well, why not?
If they got 9 sacks,
like we need to go get 9 sacks. You know? So it's been you know, literally every offensive line that we played, even though we lost to Tampa, they had offensive line issues.
They had
lost 3 guys up to that point. Same thing with the Bengals. They had offensive line issues. The Giants, offensive line issues. And you're saying, man, both of y'all tackles for the Giants aren't playing really well. Yeah. And then last week, that was their third center they had in there. And, you know, their left guard and left. So there was like, it's become so enticing.
Yeah, can you like, start chasing sacks?
Yes.
You know, where
that
you,
was.
Because.
Well, you something else, man. He's something else.
Because we're seeing, like you said, they'll have 4 guys up on that line. They're all under 300 pounds, and we're 27th in rushing yards allowed. Can you get so involved, like, man, we should be burning these guys, but you're giving up in other areas to do it.
On the outside butt of the guards, the left and right guards, we are vulnerable. Our horses in the middle are finally holding up. Our big bacon babies are finally holding up. And now our steak eaters outside want to rush the passer. Like you say, they getting at your boy's knees, but they ain't getting at the other guy's knees. All they're doing is half. Even the tight ends that's blocking down on them, dog, ain't doing no great job. Because they got their eyes in that backfield, bro. Mm-hmm. Like you telling them corners in the red zone, look at the man. Get your eyes off them. Don't peep in that backfield. These dudes looking in that backfield.
Yeah, no. You can definitely they are.
And they're a split second slow.
They're chasing that sack.
Yeah.
You heard the comment last week when Micah didn't get a sack against the Giants.
Yeah, they teasing him now. You ain't a sack man now. Yeah, yeah.
And so that definitely can be something that they do. This segment was brought to you by Blockchain. Blockchain.com. We're going to go to a break. Come back
Zeke.
For our final
Zeke.
Segment.
Zeke.
Where we will not talk about Zeke Elliott.
Wow.
Hang out with us. Hang with the boys.
Wow, that's sad.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, yo quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging
with the boys.
In our third and final segment, this segment is brought to you by Fall Fest. Fall officially kicks off at the Star with our first ever Fall Fest on Saturday, October 8th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come out to the Tostitos Championship Plaza for a full day of family fun. From a beer garden to a petting zoo, face painting, live music, to fall-inspired food and more. Food, Nate. You going to come out?
Fall Fest with Zeke, baby. Just fall for
it. This event is free and open. Free. People love when you hear free.
That's right.
This event is free and open to the public. For more information, visit thestarinfrisco.com. Nate, I'm giving you
two minutes.
What is it that you want to talk about with Zeke?
I just want to mention his name. I just, you know, getting free advertising.
What has he done? He don't need free advertising. He's making $15 million.
Yes, he does. Year. Everybody need a little pat on the back, man.
What has he done that needs a pat on the back?
Because his hard running he did this past game, and the hard running he gonna have to do this game, and the hard running he got to do to make sure this team identity stay physical and stay tough. Yeah.
This isn't a physical offense.
It is a toughness to this offense now, with the young left guard, and y'all trying to insert Peters in there, you know. So it should be more physical offense as the season.
Did you watch the 49ers on offense last night?
Yeah. Ooh, that's physical, boy.
Okay. All right.
When you can tell Aaron Donald in that number 91, I'm gonna get his name. When you can tell him, say, you know what, dog, If you want to get a sack, the closest sack you're going to get tonight is on this running back. Because we finna run down y'all throats. And you know what? They didn't have one or two big run plays, but they did not care. They was trying to finish Big Aaron Donald and his kick, his side mate, number 91. Look that up for me, Kurt. Number 91, yeah, a little spark plug, right. Too. Yeah, a little spark plug, too, man. Wow. But anyway, go ahead on, Kurt. I cut you off there. Go ahead.
I was trying to support your Zeke love here. I mean, he's only averaging 3.8 yards per carry this year, which
manly 3.8.
But that's the thing. I mean, it Pro Football Focus says that the way, you know, a lot of people are skeptical about how they grade people, but to them, Cooper Rush is the number one passer in play action.
Ooh, call it big news.
When you're not running play action, he's the seventh worst. And so,
Jessica, do you have
I think that translates to Dak as well, and probably most quarterbacks, but Dak as well. When you can get that threat of the run game, the threat of it, even if it's 3 yards a carry, that opens up some of the stuff for the passing game.
Play action pass will always be effective, period. You don't have to have a running game for play action pass.
That's what the Rams thought.
Play action pass will always
be effective.
There are stats and studies on it, and I'll look it up tonight and bring it
back. That's what the Rams thought.
Because here's what happens. Linebackers have, since the Stone Age, have always had to take that one or two steps up just to make sure that there isn't a presence of a run. And that's all that you need. So whether you have a good running game, now, if you have an established running game, it makes it two full steps.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't have an established running game, maybe it's a step. But it still gives you the exact same thing that you need. My biggest thing My biggest thing when it comes to the running game is
analytics just cost the Ravens a game. Ravens a game. You finna go back and find some stats to make your theory right. Let the eye test prove it to you. Go back and look at the Rams game.
The eye test tells me for the Cowboys that when you run where they failed to do it right last game against the Washington Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they tried to meet force with force.
And I agree. It was
That's idiotic.
That is not smart. Because Kellen has been pretty smart here lately.
Yeah.
You had the formula the previous two games when you had good running success. Get the ball on the edges. Get to places where guys make business decisions about tackling. Allow your elephants on parades to get up to their levels of blocking. Allow your running backs to find seams and then hit them.
Deja Blue.
You tried to run into a place where you weren't better.
Right.
And I don't care if it was
unless it was Zeke in there.
He wasn't.
He wasn't doing much.
Zeke was successful.
Okay.
Just go watch the film. Second half, no one was successful. In the first half, you were. And see, it's the total game that I watch. You know, I walk through the whole forest and admire all the trees. I don't pick one and think that is the life of the forest. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, young Jesse?
Yeah, I feel you, old Nate. We watched the entirety of the game.
Yes.
And I seen a game plan that was trying to lose the game for the Cowboys.
Wow, don't think that way.
If you're going to consistently watch
game. Freaky Mike all the credit for going into the halftime, making an adjustment, and now you saying didn't.
They did make the adjustment.
Right.
They did.
Right.
And that's what gave them the victory.
Right.
Because they were glitching in the first half.
Right.
You saw
how it was glitching.
He got on the mic and was like, all right, here we go. He was like blank man. He was like,
okay.
He was glitching.
I'm glitching.
But you saw it.
Yeah.
When they had to go in there and deal with Allen and Payne, Peters, Forniak, whoever, they were losing. Sergeant they were losing Payne. That battle up front.
Yeah. Sergeant Payne.
And we just kept going at it like this was going to, like, eventually we're going to break the dam.
Right.
When, hey, how about just go outside like we've done the last two games and had a ton of success? That's my only gripe about it, though.
Okay. I just, man, when you have won, two or three games that you just didn't see at the time that you possibly, you know, you would just hope to be competitive. And you were 3-1 with an opportunity to go against a Ram team that's kind of reeling right now. And the game plan, this is one of them things, Jess, where you say the game plan is there, but do you have the horses to do what the mindset and the horses to do? The 49ers told them all week, hey, fellas, y'all know it's physical time. Y'all know we coming in here to just run y'all over, you know. And Debo's, well, that's something different, bro. Debo Samuels is something different. But anyway, we're not going to get into that.
No,
but,
and we can preview, because tomorrow we're going to talk about this. But when you look at, they said it last night on the telecast, that this flat out, the Niners got the Rams number.
This is we gonna get that's just, at you.
That's just what it is, and that's what happens when you play in a conference with somebody year in and year out. You build your football team to find ways to beat the guys in your conference. That's how it is.
I remember we used to go to 49ers like that. Us Cowboys just go when I played. We used to be like, and then they went out and got Brian Young and Taylor Stubblefield.
Because they said at the end of the day, they like, whoa. Yeah. It looks like we're going to meet this team at the end of the year, every year in the NFC Championship.
Right.
So let's start building our team so that when we meet the Cowboys, we can match up with their physicality and their ability to run the football and all that, you know, to deal with Nate and to deal with Gogan and to deal with, you know, Larry Allen, all those guys.
Did you find number 91 for me?
Greg Gaines.
Well, he's like a, you know, he's a short, great name. I'm telling you. He's a short, great name. But anyway.
6'1", 312
I'm telling you, dog, he's a little spark plug, man.
He is.
He's a little spark plug. If we do what me and you have been talking about, get on the outsides, brush them edges, you know, just contain the number 99, all Madden, just contain them a little bit, man, we can get these dudes. Because number 5 is nice, but you can get it. You can get with him. I mean, because your boy, whoever that number 11 was, he like, I may not catch a pass, but I'm gonna be in your head.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, he like, I'm coming at you, bro. Yeah, telling you.
I didn't watch all that game last night, but my overall takeaway was this team isn't as scary as maybe
they physical.
No, here's what people said. Oh. Are you afraid of the Rams? And my response to that was, you don't have to be afraid of the Rams, but are you built like the Niners?
True.
Are you built like, because you know what I'm saying? Are you right. Don't watch that game and say, who's afraid of the Rams? No, ask yourself the question, are you built like the Niners? Because to me, offensively and defensively, there is not a more physical football team in the National Football League that is more physical on both sides of the football than the 49ers.
And you know what makes it so sad is you was trying to get away from that with that rookie quarterback. But Jimmy is sporadic. Well, let's get back to us.
Oh, yeah.
When that kid come back, if he ever come back.
Well, he's done for the year. He broke his ankle.
But I'm saying, you better stay you.
Right.
And that is what I think that we're trying to do here. So when Dak come back, it'll be an extra package for Dak. This newfound running game. It'll be an extra package for Dak to enhance. Oh, man. Oh, I'm telling you, boy, this star thing finna get huge. Yes, sir.
So, you know.
Zeke.
The question is that are
why does Zeke make
Rams?
You make you kind of like.
I love Zeke. I have nothing against Zeke.
Okay, I'm just saying you kind of like.
No, but you put him up here if he's one of the best backs in the league. And right now, he's not.
He is.
He's not.
He is.
Every single year, his number's
I ain't having it, man. I'm leaving, man. I'm gone, man. Y'all ain't finna dog my boy.
All right, man. We're going to get up out of here again.
I love you, TP, but Zeke, my man.
I want to give a shout out to Pop, DJ Pop, Emilio. His daughter, Kaylin.
I call
you
about them
hangings.
Thank
you so much, man. Thank you so much for the t-shirts, man. We appreciate. We have the best.
Thank you. You got Bro Will one or you exclude?
Nah, bro, we don't get our stuff up on time.
He does. He does, man.
Up on time, man.
He does.
I got to check Bro Will for that, man. But thank you guys, man. We are the people show because of the people. We have the best people that watch our show. Yep. I don't call you fans. I call you family. So anytime you see me, come get a bro hug. I don't know about Nate because he's sometimes a little, you know, he's a little iffy about
Nah, if you see Shannon, just holler at him.
If you see Shannon, you know what I'm saying, and his butt looking extra chunky, he double cheeked up with that BBL. If you go and hug Kurt, be careful because that's not a banana in his pocket. He's right. Excited for other reasons after his surgery. Yeah.
Come on,
oh my God.
That's why he don't wear tight pants no more.
He don't wear gray sweats no more, boy. He had to call HR and say, "Hey, listen, Kurt, can you stop wearing the gray sweatpants on casual Friday? You're making some people uncomfortable in the lunchroom."
That's that journey, that foreigner, baby.
Yeah, like, is that a deja blue in your pocket? Nah.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, listen. Sometimes it ain't about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The motion of the ocean, Kurt. You know what I'm saying? Zaddy gonna bring it. Hey.
Zaddy.
For Nate Newton, I'm out of here.
Yes.
For Kurt Daniels.
Kurt, thank you,
man.
For
Bro Will. For Audio Jazz.
For Zeke.
For Chris. I'm your boy, Zaddy. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. We'll have computer tomorrow. We'll break down Cowboys offense, Rams defense.
Cowboys. Yeah, yeah. And don't call Jesse about Dak, please.
Please don't do that. I thank you all for all joining us and being with us, man. This is Hanging with the Boys. We'll see you tomorrow. We out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!